Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to the Extra Hour. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yes.
He is fantastic.
Listen, five fingers on each hand, five toes on each feet. I'm healthy.
Each feet?
What about the other finger there?
No,
well,
listen, we won't talk about that. That was surgery.
Right, right. That was
each
surgery.
Feet? How many feet do you have?
Oh, come on, man. Foot feet.
Foots.
Foots. Come on.
You may get that
technical.
Checked out.
Always right. Technical. I'm just trying to give God praise and glory
okay.
for being healthy and alive. Okay. That's what I'm doing today.
Amen.
Pat. Amen.
That's right. I'm all for that.
Hey, good.
So what's up, Saints fan?
I'm good.
How did you do that? It's like,
all of a sudden, it's quietness.
I know.
It's like, Where's the cricket?
Is your team playing at all?
Yeah, they'll play Sunday.
Oh.
The question is, are they playing good? That's the thing. That's
well,
the question.
Are they playing
They're
good?
They're 5-1.
Okay.
We're doing good.
Dear Lord, forgive him for the pride.
Yeah,
did you see that?
See, I didn't want to say that.
His left shoulder went up.
Well, I didn't talk about his, well, we won't bring it up.
Is that deflecting?
Up.
Is that,
what are you talking about? Is that something to do with height
or
something?
One of his teams.
What?
Tight? You have a team? You have a team?
Haven't won a game yet.
Do I own a team?
I don't know. You have a team?
I don't even watch
Well, my team is that one. My team is that one.
Badminton is not a team sport, okay? That's not a team sport.
I don't want to say it. Nothing against any Batman players.
You know
Batman.
What you play. Come on, you know what you...
That is like, oh my goodness. Of course, it is a pretty gruesome, it's a pretty tough sport. My wife broke her wrist.
Did she really?
She broke her wrist.
Badminton?
In badminton. She broke her wrist.
Wow, she's
did you
I don't
hit her?
Play
her.
Yeah, this is before we got married, and she was out in the farm, and on the farmland, and they had stretched out some potato sacks, kind of sewed them together to be able to play badminton and stuff. And she didn't realize one of the cows had. No,
she is listening. She is. Oh, here's a text. I'm sorry, Donna. I will correct this.
No, really, she did. She broke her wrist with badminton. I was amazed. Bless her heart. And so her brother had to cut her ring off or pull her ring off. I forget what it was. But it was pretty major. So badminton is a pretty tough sport. Ask my wife.
Wow.
And Donna, I'm so sorry that John made in front of you like that.
Oh no, I would never do that.
You're right.
I didn't bring
Let's just go back and listen to the highlights.
Right.
Let's replay the tape.
If you missed the first hour, you've got to be able to catch it. We wrapped up the last part of Are We Being Organized? If we are, what for? And it's the crescendo of how we should respond and why we should respond. And it's like, okay, we heard all that, but what do we do? What do we do? Because we talked about perspective all the way through it, but now you know you need to actually... listen to it in its entirety, because it's happening since the day that Lucifer decided to organize the dark and organize the night in heaven in the presence of God, and it's been happening ever since. But there's also the organizer of the day, that's Jesus, who is organizing his church and his family to do his will here on earth to bring him and the Father glory. Have you also got a chance to be able to hear Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., these awesome words in one of his speeches is that all we say to America is be true to what's written on the paper. But see, he spoke that in authority. He didn't speak that just as an American citizen. He spoke that as a man of God, a man who stood before God. And if you read the Ten Commandments, that you had to actually agree with before you walk with him, he says, not only am I going to know Jesus, but if you're going to walk with me, and we're going to stand up. You're going to walk. You're going to know Jesus. And you're going to spend time with him. And these 10 commitments, you're going to have to know these 10 commitments. And you read this like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It was a pastor, but he also was an apostle because he brought us into our better part than the original 10 I believe the Father had for our nation. So you get a chance to be able to hear that as well. And I'm excited about hearing about John's going to be sharing from Dr. King.
Yeah. You know, I believe... too, that message that he shared was the last message he shared right before he was assassinated. It was one of the last ones there in his life, prophetically speaking, in that declaration. Yeah. My goodness.
And from our perspective, too, knowing that he was a Christian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That he said, and when he said, you know, I might not get there with you. Mm-hmm. Understand, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Dr. King immediately, amongst the evilness that took place in Tennessee that took his life.
Yeah.
Understand, it was a momentary pause. Mm. And next thing you know, he's standing before God himself. Mm. And he did it right.
Yeah.
He did it right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my goodness, there's so many cowards today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but there's people that just won't stand up and just say, you know, the thing, it's going to cost you everything to follow Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
And the last I read, when you, you know, I know a lot of people ain't reading their Bibles, but it says in Revelation that the cowards don't even enter into heaven.
Mm.
And there's this whole new coward theme going on. And it's like, no, it's okay. Coward over with us. You know, and it's like, no, we're supposed to be bold. But he stood boldly before evil, evil organizers of the night who were pushing a bipolar negative against the African-American people in our country and against using all kinds of authority and judges and congressmen and senators. And they were all buying into this dark view of organizers of the dark. And he stood up and allowed the organizer of the day, Jesus himself, to organize him and that empowerment. He stood up. And today, because he stood up, our country's here today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's time now that in our generation, we need to imitate those that have gone before us, and we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to stand up for God's original intent for this nation. We're going to have to stand up for what's written on the paper. Not just the Constitution, not just the Declaration, but the Bible. And we're going to need to read the Bible.
We're going to talk about that when we share about Alveda King and Dr. King's Alveda's mother, Naomi, she shares how Dr. King personified the gospel right in front of her in the midst of great tragedy. You're going to hear it from personal account. It's going to bless your heart.
And I'm very excited about that. And hopefully get a chance to be able to talk about perspective matters. It makes a big difference when you begin to look at things from the right perspective. When your head's going down and your shoulders are rolling over, and people are bringing all this maybe negative news to you, they're being organized by darkness, by the night, then all you do is just back up and get a different perspective. So just give me a moment, and we're going to talk about that as well. And also about this catastrophic banner, banner that for some reason kept on ending up in my hands during the Brownsville revival when pastors came from all around the nation and the world as we waved banners over them, what we've been praying about, and we'll be talking about that as well. For some reason, catastrophic banner.
Mm.
And I always thought, man, it's a wrong banner for me. I should not have that banner. And hopefully a couple others. Hopefully we get a chance also to talk about eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lack.
Mm.
So talk to us.
Well, you know what? Charisma News is reporting, you know, Stephen Strang, he had a chance to meet with Alveda King, which is the niece of Dr. King. And they were up in Georgia, and they were having a meal. They went to some gardens, and who also came for the visit and the get together was Alveda King's mother, Naomi. And they get to start talking about Dr. King, and when you realize we've been talking about the Rules for Radical by Saul Alinsky, these 13 tactics that will give a shout tactics. Out from Lucifer, and. Listen, Dr. King would have never, ever endorsed such evil.
He was with God. This book was being penned. Yeah. It was in 1971. He was with God in 1968.
Yeah, I mean, he'd never, but you know, folks would have tried to associate. Dr. King would have never done this. Look at his life. Look at his own words. And you know people by their fruit.
Yes.
You know them by their fruit. But you not only know people by their fruit, you know people by the testimony of others. Listen, you know, the testimony of others is so strong that sometimes they bring a character witness. Can someone here testify about this person's life? And they tell us. Well, Naomi talks about how in 1955, this is Alveda King's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she's a sister-in-law to
Pastor
Dr. King.
King. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she's carried the mantle. I mean, have you ever heard, Pastor Alveda King?
I've heard her, yeah.
She's carried the mantle. I mean, she is a blessing.
Okay, I'm looking for the day to spend some time with her.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. When Naomi shares how she was there at Dr. King's house, I didn't know. She said they call him ML at the time. I didn't know that's what they called him, in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they called his dad Daddy King.
Daddy King?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's there. It's 1955, and they had just given birth to their first daughter, Yolanda. And she's there to see the baby. And she shares how Dr. King walks into the house. And you hear her share this in her own words. And what happened was he was roughed up by the police. The police had just brought him in, and they tried to strangle him with his own tie. Try to strangle him. She's saying this.
So this is Dr. King's sister or sister-in-law?
I believe it's sister-in-law.
Okay.
And Dr. King's 26 years old at the time. Mm. 26 years old. And he doesn't look at her. He's facing the mantle. He knows she's in the room. And this is what Dr. King responded, 26 years old in 1955. He says, "We need to pray for those that mistreat us." We need to pray for those who mistreat us.
Wow.
I want you to listen to her as she says, this is the wisdom. God's preparing this man. Mm-hmm. And at 26 years old, he says, the more they mistreat us and abuse us, the more we must love them and forgive them, because hatred is very much alive. This is Dr. King being choked out. When I think about him being choked out, I think about what they were doing at Wycliffe and Taylor's, like just choking out anything that is the truth of God's word. Mm-hmm. And he's just saying, listen, I just want to do this by God and by the Constitution. Let's get this right. And how he demonstrated that and how he organized. It wasn't through worldly principles. It wasn't through, you know, force. It wasn't through threat. It was about walking the way that God would want us to walk. And we've talked about it often on VFN Radio about the Ten Commitments, that a pledge card, that those that would join what he was doing, they would have to sign to it and say, listen, we're going to do it according to these Ten Commitments. One of them is you had to spend time with God.
Right.
You had to spend time with God. I want you to listen to Naomi King, and you'll see her with her mother, Pastor Alveda King, as she shares about this account.
And for those watching on CTN, Christian Television Network, and WHBR and all, you're going to be able to see this as well. And you're also going to be able to see it on
the Torch, absolutely.
VFNTV.com.
Dr. King is the father of four children. And his firstborn was Yolanda Denise King, who's deceased now. And I was so happy when Yolanda was born on my birthday, which is November 17th, 1931. And Yolanda was November 17th, 1955. So I was just so happy that she was born on my birthday. I went to Montgomery, Alabama, where they were living, you know, at the time, just to see her and to welcome her, you know, into the family and to show some love to Yolanda. It was one night about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening, and I was seated in the darkened living room of their home while Coretta was in the back attending to Yolanda. And so ML, as we call him at that time, came in. And when he came in, I was glad he couldn't see my face because I was sitting in the darkened living room. And the only light that shone into the room was from the street light that was coming in through the window. So when he came in, he went straight to his mantle, and my nickname at that time was Nene, and that's all that he ever called me was Nene. So he went straight to the mantle, and he put his hand up on the mantle, and he had his back somewhat towards me, and I was glad he couldn't see my face. So he said, "You know what, Nene?" I said, "No, ML." "What?" He said, "I was detained at the police station, and at that time, his shirt collar was open, and he was tugging at his throat with his finger doing his shirt collar." Like,
you're going to have to hear the rest of this in just a moment. This is blessing my heart.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg, and joining me is Pat and John. John is right in the middle of talking to us and sharing with us about Avita King's mother's experience with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.,
oh, yeah, my goodness. Naomi King is Dr. King's sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she's recounting a time that she went back to the home in 1955 in Montgomery.
And we're watching this, by the way, so you can see this on the VFN Torch. You got to see. This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. She's 81 years old. She's sharing about how in 1955 she was there at the home of Dr. King to experience they just had their firstborn, Yolanda, and she wanted to see the baby. And just to give context, what was going on, of course, Dr. King was trying to stand for God, stand for God and to do things the right way. You can organize and do so many different tactics as we found through Saul Alinsky and those 13 tactics, but that's not honoring the Lord.
Right.
Well, she's giving an account very early in his life, 26 years old, 1955. About how Dr. King was detained by police.
He's choked. They grabbed his tie.
They grabbed his tie and tried strangling
him. But we need to get context, too. A lot of this generation don't even know what a tie is, possibly. If they do, they don't understand that they actually wrapped the ties around your neck and you put it under your collar. And so you're basically walking around with a noose.
Sure.
From law enforcement days that we had to put a clip-on tie on, because if you did get in a fight with someone, they would just immediately grab your tie and you've lost the fight. So it looked... He's dressed up like a minister would be, shirt and tie, and they grabbed that the police and strangled him.
As she says, and she's recounting the story, and this is 1955.
And so he's leaning against the fireplace in his own house, and he's pulling his collar out like that. He's pulling his tie out the way you kind of loosen your shirt a little bit and all that,
right? And because
he's already left that incident.
Okay. He's back in the house, and she's there sitting in the dark, I guess, maybe holding a baby. I'm not particularly sure. But she's there in the living room, and he doesn't even look at her. He's looking at the mantle in the house. And
I'm sure. I mean, your whole life just flashed
getting choked out.
It makes me think about Roy Middleton. How you feel. It's like, there's the whole world against me here?
Right. This is the authority here.
Yeah.
This is the authority, the highest authority.
That's exactly it.
And it's like, my goodness. And he tells her, he says, I was detained. Police just tried to strangle me. And so she's, oh my goodness, as anyone else would imagine, are you okay? And this is what Dr. King, this is how he responds. 26 years old. The more they mistreat us and abuse us, the more we must love them and forgive them. Because hatred is very much alive. I want you to finish listening. We're going to play this for you. We're going to listen to Naomi King as she shares this account. It's like, my goodness.
She was there.
Listen
to her.
Open, and he was tugging at his throat with his finger doing his shirt collar like this. He said, I was detained at the police station. And you know what, Nene? I said, no, ML, what? He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And when he said that, tears came in my eyes. I said, what? He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And I said, at that point, I said, oh, ML, I said, I'm speechless. I just don't know. I just don't want to say that. He said, but you know what? He said, the more that they mistreat us and the more they abuse us, he said, that's the more that we've got to love them and forgive them, because hatred is very much alive and we've got to love them. And I said, ML, and at that point I just couldn't control it. The tears just fell out of my face. And that was when I knew in my heart of hearts that he was destined to be the leader that he became because of his commitment and his love for God and his love for people. That is when I knew he was truly ready for the game, for the life that he would live.
Now tell about the sweet potato pie.
Okay.
That's how you know. That's how you know that you're ready, when you know it's all about God and it's all about other people. It's not your own agenda. It's not, you know, it's about loving God, loving others. And Dr. King was also quoted as saying, you know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
And it makes sense. Now you have somebody who bears witness of his fruit, his sister-in-law, who was there at the moment. And that's who you
that
really are.
Happened.
When everything comes against you unjustly, how you respond to unjust being treated unjustly is who you really are.
That's right.
And he chose to respond like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He understood. And the thing about it, too, is remember that, do you want to win or not? I mean, you're not going to win. If you fight darkness with darkness, you're on the same side.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, and he understood that.
He understood how to win, to let the day organize him, let Jesus Christ organize him. And that was the only victory he was going to have in the context of that, and he was right.
Mm-hmm.
He was right. And all those haters and evil folks that were held captive by darkness, they were wrong.
That's right.
And many of them have repented today and have realized that they're no longer organized by the night, and some possibly still are, but many have not. They broke loose from the stronghold over this nation that was over the world. But he also said, you know, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that, which is right in what you're talking about. And it's like, dear Lord, help us as the church, you know, to be able to that's what I'm saying. This is just he walked out. You understand, they got all these different nations and all these different countries, and you heard earlier, he said, if we were in China, it'd be different. But we're American. This is it's written on the paper in America. So, okay, let's figure out how to be a Christian American then.
Mm.
And then he's a lawyer. Yeah, he's read the Constitution. He's obviously a teacher of the Word of God.
Mm.
He's preaching the gospel about love. But his own dad, Daddy King, his message, I believe, the message reportedly that his own dad preached after his son gave his life for this cause was a message of forgiveness and love.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's a message. This very book that he wrote was about, it's about love, Daddy King. And I'm talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dad, I guess Ebenezer Church in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, hello church, hello Christian Americans. We need to go and find out we need to listen to Pastor Avita King. We need to spend time with her. We need to get her teaching, what she's saying. You know what she's saying? She's saying her primary thing is that love, of course. But she's saying we've got to stop the bloodshed, the innocent bloodshed.
Yeah.
That is a key prerequisite for God to bless this nation. No matter what we do, no matter even how we feel like we're doing something good, until if we sit silently by, and allow this bloodshed to continue, which we call abortion, then it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's innocent blood. And it makes me think of what the Lord has spoken to me for some time. There's this nursery rhyme children had sung for years, and you may know about it, you may not know about it. It's a way to teach the children how to do different things. But in the nursery rhyme, it's called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And it says, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. My mother told me to pick the very best one. And that one is you. Mm. And they would pick one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kid would go, they would all go, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And then all of a sudden, then they would pick another kid. And so this is what the Lord laid on my heart, that, you know, playing, think about this. As a matter of fact, I think even now you can even hear, listen, this is your children playing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And so that was in my spirit. God just had that in my spirit. But this is what the Lord said to me. This is what the Lord spoke into my spirit. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is what he said. Selective births done through abortion is like children's rhymes with fatal consequences for the children and eternal consequences for the parents. This is the words that he spoke. Eeny, meeny, miny, molech. Eeny, meeny, miny, molech. And we'll talk more about that in a moment.
We want to thank you for supporting our underwriters and our sponsors. Visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Automotive right here in Car City, Pensacola. Listen, you're looking for a car? There's so many places to go. But let me tell you something. There's nothing like finding a person that can help you with your particular needs. Glenn Parker is your guy. We know because we purchased a car from him, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Visit Glenn Parker today at Allen Turner Automotive.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
The VFN Torch takes VFN radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch. John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFN TV It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg. Joining me is Pat and John. Speaking about the selective birthings by abortion, because we're talking, listening to Pastor Avita King, whose driving passion is we have to end abortion. And you hear us talk about end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. Innocent blood, God demands a response from innocent blood. Listen, God will forgive you. He'll forgive us for the sin of murder, but if we don't acknowledge it for what it is, we're never going to get forgiveness. And if we end it, there's a chance. There's a chance. And the word the Lord spoke into my spirit is this children's rhyme that children play. And they kind of play at teaching children how to count and that type of thing and how to interact. But the words he spoke to me is eeny, meeny, miny, molech. Mm. You're it. That's what he said. Because the kids would actually, you know, sing this song. And they go around singing the song that says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. My mother told me to pick the very best one. And you are it.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of all those kids, one kid would be picked. And when you choose which child you're going to pick, when you choose what kind of child you want to pick, in other words, you abort the first three because it wasn't right timing, your career wasn't right, you knew it would take away from you, you knew it would take away your boat, sir, that it would cost you something, and you ended their life, and all of a sudden you said to this one child who you decided to have, it was any. Meeny, miny, molech. I pick you. But God says, what about the other five? Mm-hmm. What about the other? And then I thought, you know, that when I was reading the Word of God, what God says about Molech, because Molech is the God that God hated the most, false God that he hated the most, because they sacrificed children to Molech. They would sacrifice children to him. And so then... Mm-hmm. So I went in the Word. I'm going to look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 2 through 5, and say, you find out what God's Word says about Molech here, because God's speaking that to my spirit, and Avita King's talking about, Pastor Avita King's also, and we all are, anybody who's understanding what's going on. We've been praying for years. And so the Word of God says this. He says, give the people of Israel these instructions. In other words, give God's people these instructions, which apply both to the native Israelites and to the foreigners living in Israel. In other words, everybody in that nation, everybody living in that land. You have to understand why, because whatever happens in the land, it doesn't matter. It goes to the soil. Mm-hmm. It's in we're fixing to talk about innocent bloodshed. So he says, not only my folks, but the people that hang around my folks, that you got to guard the soil. You got to guard the soil. And he says, he goes on to say, if any of them offer their children as a sacrifice to Molech, they must be put to death. Bring the statistics up while I'm doing this, please. He says, if any of them offer their children as a sacrifice to Molech, they must be put to death. The people of the community must stone them to death. I myself will turn against them and cut them off from the community, because they have defiled my sanctuary and brought shame on my holy name by offering their children to Molech. Eeny, meeny, miny, Molech. And if the people of the community ignore those who offer their children, if the community ignores those, not just the ones who did it, but if the community ignores those who offer their children to Molech, who watch them say, eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you, not the last four, and refuse to execute them, I myself will turn against them and their families and will cut them off from the community. This will happen to all who commit spiritual prostitution by worshiping Molech. Eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you. I thought, first of all, of course, I'm thinking, well, that's the old covenant, and that's, you know, of course, you know, we're not stoning anybody, and that's pretty, although that's accurate, what happened under the old covenant, mm-hmm. this is the new covenant, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me so strongly, says, this is what's happening to the children. They're stoning the children. They're suffocating the children. They're decapitating the children. How could it be wrong to do what they're doing to the child? Mm. How could it be wrong to do the same thing to one human being they're doing to the others? We have just punishments that take place in the nation. No, I'm not saying that God's saying stone nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're stoning your children.
Wow.
I'm saying partial birth abortion, pulling your child's head out and cutting off the back of their spine. You're sacrificing to Moloch, and then you keep the third child, so you're just like these children going, eeny, miny, Molech, I choose you.
Wow.
And it's like, if we continue it, we're going to lose our nation. Mm. It's to begin to imagine, quit buying into the fact this can't change. Everything can change if we change. If we say, it is wrong, God, we are sorry, we did it, or we supported it, or we stood by and said nothing, Lord, we know you're about to write us off if we don't acknowledge it and repent. Because the soil is crying out. I mean, even Abel's blood, the very first son from Adam and Eve who was murdered by Cain, his blood still cries out today. Understand that these children's blood cries out. An innocent man or woman who is killed, adult, their blood cries out.
All 50 million of them, plus, since 1973, when you take the population across the country, starting with the least populated states, that represents 25 of the 50 states of this country, the population of 25 states.
If you took the number of sacrifices to Moloch.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you put them all in the states equal to the population of those states. How many states out of 50 would it take?
25, half the nation.
Half of our nation then has been sacrificed to Moloch.
That's 3,322 sacrifices per day, 138 per hour, every hour.
Every hour a sacrifice is being made in America. How many?
138, and one every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes. Hmm. And imagine now, because what's happening here, Lucifer is getting children sacrificed to him. Hmm. And Jesus, the Word of God says, this will happen to all who commit spiritual prostitution by worshiping Moloch. And so it's bowing down and worshiping Lucifer and Moloch. And it's like they convinced us, they sold us a bipolar narrative that began in the 50s. It began to promulgate in the 60s, and it became law in the 70s. Mm. But you understand, it was a bipolar, meaning it was the opposite of what God says things should be, because this is exactly what he says. Mm-hmm. And now we can see it was a bipolar narrative that was being pushed to be able to say that children are not children, that children are not children. And understand, we have to stand up and say, you know what? God, we're sorry. Lord, forgive us. Cleanse our land. And I don't know. I mean, that's my biggest concern about the tension between, you know, are we Jeremiah? Are we Josiah? Are we Daniel? Is we have to deal, God, what's going to happen with this innocent blood? Because Josiah, when God told Josiah, when he began to do what's right, he says, this innocent blood is here from Manasseh, what's happened on the land. Mm-hmm. And he says, so obviously there were sacrifices to Moloch taking place. That I'm gonna have to deal with the land, but because you did what you did, Josiah, I'm gonna deal with the land. I'm just gonna pause for a moment, and I believe that that's probably what's gonna happen, because we're like Israel in the context. This nation was raised up by God, dedicated by God, one nation under God. All of our rights come from God. We have brought shame to His name, but we could be the Josiah generation, because it is a government. You know, we the people, and so we are Josiah.
I mean, think about how we're acting in relation to other countries. We say this is a Christian nation, just like you said, founded on Christian principles. And yet, in terms of what we do to babies and children and murder, is it any different than what's happening in a communist country like China, where they're killing a child because of their gender, just getting rid of it, just tossing it out.
And population control, that you can only have one child, so they automatically kill the rest of them.
Listen, there was a video that I saw on the internet of a child that's horrific, laying in the street, and a car ran over the child. And the folks in China just watched you could see this. You're just unfolding it. And it's like, what's that spirit? It says that child has no value. It's the same spirit that's operating there. It's all Satan.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that's operating right here. And
organizing,
they show a time lapse.
Yeah.
It's like, the time lapse of the video. And it's not just, and you see people walking up and down, and they're just looking at what happened. But it's the same thing that's happening here. It's the same exact spirit.
Yeah.
It's all evil.
Yeah.
And the thing is that God's going to hold us accountable for this.
Right.
They're gonna hold accountable the ones that have done it, the ones that have not repented, and those who have closed their eyes and their ears and not saying anything about it,
right,
as it doesn't exist.
And that should wake folks up, because he said that those that actually sit by and say nothing.
Mm.
And I just want you to know that we've been praying.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've been praying, asking God to end abortion, send revival. I know that IHOP Kansas City, International House of Prayer, that they've been praying. Lou Engle, they've been praying. Listen, which prayer means this, by the way. You're talking to God and asking him to end something.
Yeah.
This pleases God. He can do it,
sure,
but we have to be willing participants and saying, we want this to end.
Mm. Yeah.
And to ask for a revival outside of repentance,
mm-hmm,
outside of turning this.
Mm.
And it's like, as things cranked up under this present dark organizer that's taking place in America right now, the spirit over the land is like, take out as many children as they can, all the way down even to the pill that privately that you can sacrifice to Moloch, privately, you know, and take that child out.
This is how evil the enemy is. Not only does he get you to do sin and get you to abort the child and murder the child, but then he fills you with shame and condemnation.
Yep.
And anyone listening to us today should not feel condemned, because condemnation is from the devil. It's from the evil one. Conviction is certainly different.
Right.
And we've also talked about there's ways that you can get help and be ministered to, and God wants to heal and restore you if that's happened in your life. But the truth is the truth, and God wants us to allow the truth to change our lives, not us change, you know, God's truth. And oftentimes it's convenient to try to pull pages out of the Word of God as if we could, but it is what it is, and we need to conform our life to what God's Word says.
Right, yeah, and you pull up links for, I can't pull up that for some reason, I'm trying to pull up our site. The you can go to VFNTV.com, and we have, right there, you click on links, and we have some ministries there that can participate and help you out in the context of that. It's so important to really think about, you can just pull it right here, where I could actually see it there, that it's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stop for if we want our nation to survive. We got to turn to God for him to empower us to be able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And but he can do this.
Yeah.
He can do this. And we could be like the Josiah generation. You know, when you go to links, go to VFNTV.com and click on links, that you can see Operation Blessing. Operation Blessing, but Exodus Cry, which is one of the particular organizations that we are standing with, but also others that are there to be able to help you out through this difficult time. Samaritan Purse, Focus on the Family, and so many others. We've got to be able to say, dear God, you know, help us. And you'll understand, if when you get healed from this, you're going to be free. You're not going to carry around that shame and that guilt and trying to do other things that people don't understand. You're really hating yourself. You're not hating others, but they're being hated, because that's a spirit of hate. Now the devil's same devil that deceived you to do it now is hating on you, and that hate's coming off of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this whole thing is the devil. This is a deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, wait a minute. And all of a sudden you just turn to God and you say, here I am. Here I am. And listen, there has been many, many people in the history of mankind that has committed murder, has committed the sin of murder, and God forgives.
Yeah.
God can forgive. We have to call it what it is and just say, dear God, forgive us, and then to be a person who supports life.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because It can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. Before you do that,
yes,
before you say,
yes. Yes.
So here I am. Here I, there I was.
There you were.
There I was.
All using yourselves.
Yeah. The I put it. You know. Anyway.
Yes.
Down in the Emerald Coast, we have not only snails that eat houses, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, not only do we have mosquitoes that are very widespread.
Size of your hand.
Size of your hand.
Mm.
We have all kinds of things. And so Don and I got the back porch. We just put a screen around it.
Mm.
And so you can actually use the back porch. It's totally different in this neck of the woods. You definitely want to have a screen so you can enjoy it. So, especially since there wasn't a freeze going on, what you get a screen for? Signs the time, bro. Signs the time. That's where the locusts will land outside on the screen, right? If they would have had a screened room with the locusts coming, they would have actually.
They would have made it.
Would have at least saved the food and the day's worth of food. You know, Tozer was writing in some of his writings that in Jesus' day, to be considered wealthy, it meant that you had 2 days worth of clothes and a day's worth of food.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what wealth meant when Jesus was talking. Imagine how wealthy he sees America today. So anyway, so I look at him, the man putting in the screen. I said, listen, the whole purpose of this is to keep the locusts on the outside, right? That's the whole purpose. Now, if you can't do that, there ain't no reason to put it up. He goes, oh, man, I guarantee there's not going to be any thing getting in here at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what that's like to sit on the back porch without having
right,
things
attacked.
Landing in your ear and stuff at nighttime. Well, look at the sun. Look at the bug in my ear. Anyway, and so I just happened to be out there last night, and it was dark, and I kept on hearing this boom, 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 and I'm thinking, man, what's Donna doing? Right? It's supposed to be peaceful out here. Why isn't it peaceful? And it's boom. Boom, I'm thinking, what is that? What is going on? And it went for the longest time. So I'm thinking, well, obviously there's some sort of locust trying to get in from the outside. But then all of a sudden, as I'm hearing all this, I kind of looked down in the dark, and I saw something darker than the dark launching itself against the screen. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Is there a warranty on this thing?
I didn't let anything in. I did not let anything in here with me. How did it get in here?
It was in?
And so it was in. It was in. In.
Trying to get out.
In. Now, he's talking about no mosquito. This thing was big. And so I finally, you know, make it quickly to the light. What is this thing? All kinds of things down here. And it was a frog. A whole frog. A whole frog.
I wish I could be.
A frog. Now, he told me a mosquito couldn't get in. A frog can't even get out. It's going like boop, 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 trying to commit suicide. I'm like, what are you doing? And how did this go? So I took a picture of it.
Oh.
And I'm gonna contact him and say, listen. Take this thing down. A frog got in there.
Put this on your website.
A frog got in this screened-in room. All kinds of locusts going to get in here. My goodness, I couldn't believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I wish I would have been into that frog.
I need a refund.
You're right. No doubt. He's going to hear about it. I want the frog holes closed up. I don't know where a frog. I don't know what he did. A demon.
You might have trapped him in there, will you?
He had to be there a while.
And those frogs get big, too. Was it a big one?
Oh, it was big. I got a picture of it. I got a picture of that puppy. He's looking at me going, like, I'm trying to get out. I just can't get out. It's like, you shouldn't be here in the first place.
Sure,
it's like the plagues were supposed to be on the outside of that screen,
exactly.
Not on the inside of the screen.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. This has been a great show. If you missed any part or you want to make sure you get it all, go to VFNTV.com, download the app, whatever you got to do, watch it on Christian Television Network. It's just exciting. We're so glad to be a part of what's going on, and just keeping the conversation light on VFN Radio at VFNTV.com. Well, you know, there was a powerful outpouring revival, it was called, at 3100 West DeSoto Street in Pensacola, Florida. Started Father's Day 1995, a church that my spiritual father was pastoring, and I was working with him in the ministry there. Pastor John Kilpatrick and an evangelist named Steve Heal came on fire for the Lord. It was a powerful, I mean, he was had a lot more enthusiasm than we did.
Little unknown evangelist.
You know, we're typical, you know, church folks, so we're thinking, well, he's an evangelist. He's supposed to be excited like this, And a long story short, God just poured himself out in a powerful way. Mm-hmm. And we have other segments that you actually can hear us talking about it. And the power of God is just beautiful. And there's nothing like the presence of God. If anybody's convinced you of anything other than his presence, understand that if you choose Jesus Christ to make him the Lord of your life, you will live forever, ever in the presence of God. And there is nothing. There is nothing in all creation. I mean, just his presence, the presence of God. And if you haven't listened to 90 Minutes in Heaven, even the sound of heaven is awesome. You see that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But anyway, so all of a sudden, you know, God just laid on the heart of the revival to be able to start, you know, pastors wanted to come, you know, and bring in their churches and get just diving in and getting blessed. Then all of a sudden they started to have pastors' conferences where the pastors would come in and focus just specifically on empowering and imparting into pastors' lives, you know, bring healing and answer all the questions and that type of thing. And so then the whole, many of the people and everybody pretty much, you know, when God begins, listen, this is how it's supposed to be anyway, but we're all supposed to be activated. And when God began to pour himself out, most everybody got busy. Got busy and began to work. And so when these pastors would come in for a conference, we would just serve them and love on them. But part of it, we'd bring these banners out. And the banners come from a desire of Brother John Kilpatrick, the pastor of Brownsville Assembly at the time. He wanted to be able to start having prayer focus on Sunday night. And each particular banner represented a different prayer focus: family, education, government, and that type of thing. And then you would just go and stand under that banner and pray. Mm-hmm. You'd pray for a while under that particular banner, and then go and pray for another, and then there was a banner. But eventually, of course, God poured himself out in a powerful way when Steve Hill showed up, and God was already dealing and working. And so one of the banners that was made by Jennifer Colley, and she had a ministry at the time called Vision Speaks, based on Habakkuk 2:2-3, was the catastrophic banner. The catastrophic banner. And if you know me, I mean, whatever I needed to be done, that's what I always have done. And they needed some people to help carry the banners out. And I'm thinking, well, of course, you know. And we carry the banners out one by one, and kind of wave them over in the faces of the shepherds.
Yeah, these were high banners, right? I
mean, these are not like little streamers. These are like maybe, I don't know, 12 foot by 10 foot. They're huge things with on poles and stuff. And so, remember, you can see it at the VFN Torah Chairman. You can see a picture of it because Jennifer sent me a picture of it. And they said, "Here, we want you to carry this particular one," and it was the catastrophic banner. You know, catastrophic events. And it says, "The Lord is God, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust him." You know, I thought, well, you know, I'm working with the men, I'm working with families, and I'm thinking families banners probably. And they're just like, "No, this is the one right here." Okay, great. And then the next pastor's conference comes, it's like, I ended up with the catastrophic banner again. And then again, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm just going to carry. This is, for whatever reason, I'm going to carry. I'm just filling in the gap, standing in the gap. And now to see what we're doing on VFN TV, the daily radio program today, is because that wasn't at one of the revival gatherings. Mm-hmm. That was over the leadership of the church in the world. That was over the leadership of the church in America. Those were ministers that were coming in from all around the world and the nation, hungry for God. And here we are today giving a warning as a watchman on the wall. And the reason why that Christian Television Network and WHBR opened their doors up is because God laid on their heart that they wanted a trumpet, a warning about the catastrophic warnings that are coming towards America to be able to prepare us so we can respond and possibly turn and so it wouldn't happen. And I'm like, and it's just, God brought it all back to me and reminded me of the catastrophe. Even back then, God was setting today up. And of course, you know, we're all a sum total of what God does in our life and what's happening. So you can actually see that. Jennifer Cawley sent me one of her pictures of the banner, the catastrophic banner. And the most powerful, exciting thing about it, because I didn't realize the middle part of the banner, is in it, you have a the statement, it's a catastrophic events. And in the middle of it, it had the scripture, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, trust in him. Trust in God. And it doesn't matter what's going on. Just put your trust in him. And this is how you know you're trusting him. You're walking in obedience to him in view of his mercy and because of his grace, and you're abiding with him.
Wow. Amazing. We want to encourage you to visit all of our underwriters and our sponsors. They help us bring this message to you on a day-to-day basis. I want you to visit the $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola. Listen, you need eyeglasses, glasses for your children, sports recs. You need contacts and visit a doctor. You can take that, take care of all of that right there at the $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola on Davis Highway across from the Home Depot. Also, don't forget to visit Just Fish and Grits. Great food at a great price. Yes. Pensacola, Florida.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.